Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 31 January 2014, 1 month down, only 11 to go, and we'll, yippee, be in 2015. What the hell has changed in the last 6 years? We're still here. We're still on the green side of the grass, not the root side. We're ambulatory, we're vocal, and we're still up and moving. I want to remind people, Tom in Pennsylvania, if you're listening today, Tom, people met your pledge. I'd appreciate if you call the network and match that promise. I would appreciate that very much. And folks out there, the pledge drive is still going to go on here for a day or so more. We need to garner all the funds we can for the war chest to pay the bills. I think we still have about 14 or 15,000 outstanding. So folks, this ain't over. It ain't over. We need to get caught up, clean the slate for this year, get down dirty and mean, punching bill collectors. Not attracting the bill collectors and paying our bills here at the network. We're doing everything that we can to make sure that that happens for this year. So Tom in Pennsylvania, call us, 800-724-2719. Interesting. I guess it's kind of an open phone Friday here, folks. I don't have a scheduled guest today, but I have a ton of information and a lot more than I bargained for on Bitcoin. So if there's anything you ever wanted to know on Bitcoin, I'm going to tell you. It is a Ponzi scheme, as I surmised, but it's kind of nifty and neat. And what are we going to do in the meantime when we're getting eaten alive by the international bankster gangsters? Well, we'll play with Bitcoins. That's fun, isn't it? A little bit fun. Well, I cannot believe this. I got this from David Dewhurst's office. David Dewhurst, if that name is not familiar, he happens to be the lieutenant governor of Texas. In many respects, lieutenant governor actually has more power to wield than the governor. Go figure that one. But of course, Ricky Perry is a Bilderberg. He's just a globalist kind of guy. And then his number one guy is CIA. Well, what better combination can you get than that? And I cannot believe I got this email from his office. Excuse me. Last week, Sean Hannity declared that he's fed up with the liberal mess that New York has become. And honestly, I don't blame them one bit. By the way, the latest, let me digress for a second. If you go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, there's a bill up there in, and I can't believe I'm ready to say this, in New York. Remember partial birth abortion? Yeah, we just go in there and rip the kid out of the womb. Oh, he's breathing? Eh, no problem, we'll snap his neck. See, we don't even have to get that graphic anymore. They're proposing, and I kid you not, here's the killer of millions, kind of people that think like this. They're psychopaths, and I'm going to get into that issue as well today. You gotta understand who is in office now, ladies and gentlemen. These are not normal people. Do they sound normal? Listen to this. They're passing a bill up there to allow the injection of poison directly into the fetuses, as they like to call them, the baby's brain, while it is still in the womb. Did you hear what I just said? A lethal injection to the brain to kill the baby, so we don't have to worry about snapping its little neck or... I don't even know what to say anymore. Who are these animals? Who are these animals? And they are just that. Animals. Low life, not even close to even being Cro-Magnon or something else. They're just low-life animals. Dewhurst says, I don't blame that Sean Hannity wants... I don't blame him a bit. I also want to escape the pressures of having a business in New York and having to face such a progressive agenda and the threats of constitutional rights. Right on, David. Why don't you just say communist agenda and get it over with? See, that's the replacement word, ladies and gentlemen, for communist. They call them progressives. I call them communists. What's wrong with that? Tried and true. We've read their planks of their communist manifesto, and we can line up 90% of our Congress critters, and they will fit that bill. He said, I wrote Sean Hannity a letter. And I'm sure he did just write him a letter. Yeah, David Dewhurst sat and wrote Sean Hannity a letter. Psychopath? Sociopath? Do they lie with... Oh, well, that's political. See, that's allowed. Anyway, let me get through this. I wrote Sean Hannity a letter urging him to move to our Lone Star State. Here in Texas, we have worked hard to create a welcoming and successful atmosphere that allows businesses to flourish and where the preborn are protected. New York simply won't do this for their citizens. Their governor even said that's not who they are. Now, it's the reason why I'm telling you about this. Here's his grand plan. Now, keep in mind that Sean Hannity, and there is rumor that he got caught screwing around and his wife is going to divorce him. Well, I don't know if that's the case, or I don't know if he slipped out on a weekend and flew to the dark side of the moon. Neither here nor there. He is worth $35 million, that much I can tell you. That's a matter of public record. So he says, in support of Sean Hannity's great escape to Texas, will you join me today and pledge $25 or even $50? It is time we let the disheartened residents of other states know that Texas is open for business and ready to keep fighting liberal legislation. Sean Hannity mentioned he's looking for a place with great fishing and views of the water. We have that too. Supporting a robust economy and its families is no easy task, but we're happy to do it here in Texas. Don't wait to let liberal legislation ruin other states. Please join me today in donating, oh, he upped it, $50 to $75 to welcome not just Sean Hannity to Texas, but to the people who have been affected by liberals running their states. Signed, David Dewhurst. Now... First of all, Davey, since you're number two in command, it probably would have been better if you walked into your boss's office and said, hey, Ricky, do me a favor, pick up the phone, call Sean Hannity. Yeah. David Dewhurst sat down and hand wrote Sean Hannity a letter. What the hell? David Dewhurst, ex-CIA? You're selling conservatism and wanting a donation for it? Sean Hannity, Mr. Dewhurst, have you noticed Sean Hannity conserving of what? Let me just ask the question. He's a conservative, you're a conservative, I'm a conservative too. Oh, but I'm here to conserve or reserve the Republic and the Constitution. I don't know what the hell you people are doing. Ex-CIA, give me a break. Why don't you go out on a black ops and go kill a couple million people?
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
In the meantime, a couple of our Norwegian friends. What do they do in Norwegian besides smoke Norwegian stuff? Besides speak Norwegian. What the hell do they do over there? Any rate, and these folks, this is how bad it's getting in the world. It's getting bad enough that self-proclaimed socialists over in Norwegian Parliament have voted for Edward Snowden to nominate for a Nobel Peace Prize. That would make more sense than nominating Barack Obama. What the hell has Barack Obama done except continued on the legacy of George Bush? International peace relations, right. Yeah. Why do we have peace in that line there? Two members of the Norwegian parliament say NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden has made a critical contribution to restoring the balance between national security and civil liberties. By the way, Mr. Snowden has also said that not all spying is bad, but the NSA program, it was divorced from reason. So has the media and the politicians in this country embarrassed by what they have signed off on? You get a whistleblower that comes up and goes, oh, well, they're looking at everything you do, everything you say, everything you buy. Everybody that might die, I'm sure their data banks include that. They'll scratch you off the TSA no-fly list if you've died, if you're lucky. But don't try to get off that list before you're dead, because that's not going to happen. And I don't even know, what is that list expanded to now? 700,000, 900,000, something like that? They just keep compiling the list, and there's no way to get yourself off of it. See, if the state declares you to be a terrorist you are, because the state never makes a mistake like that, now does it? Its job is national security, and we don't screw around with stuff like that. This is serious stuff. Yeah, and I'm a Chinese jet pilot. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden has been nominated for the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize. Two members of Norway's parliament put forward the nomination, saying Snowden has made a critical contribution to restore, and keep in mind these are socialists, to restoring the balance between a country's legitimate need for reliable intelligence to preserve its own security and people's individual freedoms. Now, let me digress here for a second, because you saw how the debate was framed for public consumption. What were the words that they were using? Well, we need to balance privacy concerns against that of national security. Guess what? You lose. You're not even a concern. The whole process in this country has been flipped on its head. It used to be that if somebody thought you were doing something wrong, well, then they would gather the evidence, they would take it to a grand jury or take it to a judge for a warrant for search and seizure and little conditional holding of your body while they determine in jail, while they determine what they're going to do with you, or how and what they're going to do with you, whether they're going to charge you or release you. See, there was due process in law. You were innocent and you were afforded the ability to defend yourself, to face your accusers. Not anymore. Now, you're guilty until you're properly vetted by one of our agencies and we declare you to be innocent. See the difference? There is no doubt that the actions of Edward Snowden may have damaged the security interests of several nations in the short term. The Norwegian Socialist Left Party members, and I'm not even going to try the first and middle name of this guy, I'll just go for the last, Sohjell, and his buddy there, Snorre Valen. Wonder if that's Van Halen's brother. Said in remarks sent to the Nobel Committee, we do not necessarily condone or support all of his disclosures. We are, however, convinced that the public debate and changes in policy that have followed in the wake of Snowden's whistleblowing have contributed to a more stable and peaceful world order. Once a socialist, always a socialist. It's okay. Snowden's name, they just want to be socialists that nobody's reading their emails, I guess. I don't know. Snowden's name will join those of numerous others who will be nominated for the prize. Many people around the world, any government official, members of international courts or national assemblies, professors, previous Nobel winners among them, can offer up candidates for the award. Last year, a record 259 nominations were received by the committee, with 209 for individuals and 50 for organizations. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons was named the winner. Nominees' names are usually kept secret for 50 years, but as in this case, they're sometimes revealed by the nominators. Why the hell would you keep it a secret for 50 years? What is the sense in handing out a note? I don't get that. At any rate, It sounds like a communist five-year plan times 10 to me. Snowden's home country is engaged in a debate over whether the former NSA contractor, now in Russia under temporary asylum and wanted by the U.S. government under the Espionage Act, I think we should be charging the Congress critters under that act myself, but at a later time when we have more control, they say that he should be considered a hero or a traitor. President Obama recently told the New Yorker magazine that the benefit of the debate he generated was not worth the damage done to national security, he's referring to, because there was another way of doing it. Maybe I could just get David Dewhurst to write Obama a letter. And I'm sure he's going to sit down and personally write that one as well. Sorry, Dewey, you're just too big of a punching bag to be unpunched, I guess you could say. Let me see here. Snowden maintains that leaking secret documents to journalists was the only way he had to make the NSA's spy program known. And keep something in mind, folks. There's millions of files out there. And Snowden is saying right now, I did not let this into the communist Chinese hands, nor did I let him in Putin's hands over in Russia. He still has the files, and he will release them as he sees fit into the future. So that was another thing the media gave. Well, the communists, oh my God, they probably stole all the, look what all they know. Our national security is smashed. You know, honestly, there is, after all said and done at the end of the day, there's only one real deterrent against somebody getting angry enough at you to launch a war against you, is your ability to war back at them. So no matter if the Chinese got pissed, huffed and puffed, and tried to blow our house down, if they engaged us, we would engage them. And any guesses who would win on that one? Just ask the Japanese. They got a little toasty during World War II, didn't they? China doesn't want to enter into a war that could possibly escalate. And we turn their country into medium burnt critters. No, they're not going to chance that, nor should they want to, or the United States vice versa. You know, there's a reason why we haven't had a nuclear war since the nuclear weapons were invented. Nobody wins. Everybody loses. In the live web chat last week, he attacked current whistleblower laws, and he said this, quoting him, "There are so many holes in the laws, the protections they afford are so weak, and the processes for reporting they provide are so ineffective that they appear to be intended to discourage reporting even the clearest wrongdoing." Now, I wonder what the heck Obama was referring to as to, oh, well, there are ways to do it. Yeah. Yeah, the whistleblowers have been real successful, Mr. Obama. The ones have been reporting on your birth certificate, your communist background, and all the other associated stuff, you and your attorney general. Holy mackerel, I'm looking forward to you being locked up in jail for the rest of your life.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back. By the way, they're saying here the no-fly list is a list created and maintained by the United States government. Oh, they have another department that I wasn't aware of. The Terrorist Screening Center. Wonderful. Of people who are not permitted to board a commercial aircraft for travel in or out of the United States. The list has also been used to divert away from the U.S. airspace aircraft not flying in or flying to or from the U.S. The number of people on the list rises and falls according to threat and intelligence reporting. As of 2011, the list contained about 10,000 names. In 2012, the list more than doubled in size to about 21,000 names. The list, along with the secondary security screening selection, something else I haven't heard about, thank you very much, which tags would-be passengers for extra inspection. I guess that's when they put you in a little penalty box and wand you down and test you and swab you and grope you and all that other stuff. And if they figure that, well, we really think you're a terrorist, they'll pull you into a separate room and do body cavity searches, folks. Isn't that wonderful? Show up to the airport with your family, your 2-3-year-old kids, you're ready to board an aircraft, and you've got some guy with a rubber glove. And I'll leave the rest to your imagination. The no-fly list is different from the terrorist watch list, a much longer list of people said to be suspected of some involvement with terrorism. The terrorist watch list contained around 1 million names by 2009. The list has been criticized on civil liberties and due process grounds. Well, yeah, no kidding. Even 14th Amendment people out there with your civil liberties. Duck. Due in part to the potential for ethnic, religious, economic, political, or racial profiling and discrimination. That's another tool that I'm going to get around to here in a second. This issue about discrimination. Wasn't enough that we get a half-black guy in the White House. Now we're racist. Because we don't like that the guy's a communist. Well, you know what? I wouldn't give a damn if he was half Mongolian and half Hawaiian. Well, what difference does it make? What color he is? It's his politics. The no-fly list, the selectee list, and the terrorist watch list were created by the administration, thank you, of George W. I really am a criminal Bush, and retained by the administration of Barack Obama. See, I told you there's no difference between the two. And, of course, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein, that's exactly Democrat out of California. This is exactly the kind of communist that you want sitting on one of these panels. And look, a little bit more history here. On September 11, 2001, the FBI had a list of 16 people deemed no transport because they presented a specific known or suspected threat to aviation. The list had grown to more than 400 names by November of 2001, when responsibility for keeping it was transferred to the Federal Aviation Administration. In mid-December 2001, two lists were created, the no-fly list of 594 people to be denied air transport, and the selectee list of 365 people who were to be more carefully searched at airports. By December 2002, the no-fly list held more than 1,000 names. The March 2006 copy contained more than 44,000 names. TSA officials said that as of November 2005, 30,000 people in 2005 had complained that their names were matched to a name on the list via name-matching software used by airlines. And you know what? There was a problem. Because just because you share a name with somebody doesn't make you that person. And then try getting your name off that list, because obviously you're being confused with somebody else. Thank you very much for playing the game. We won't redact, or we won't delete. In April 2007, the United States government terrorist watch list, administered by the Terrorist Screening Center, which managed principally by the FBI, contained 700,000 records. A year later, the American Civil Liberties Union estimated the list had grown to over 1 million names and is continually expanded. However, according to Homeland Security Secretary, at the time, Michael Chertoff, in October of 2008, the no-fly list contained only 2,500 names, and with an additional 16,000 selectees who represent a less specific security threat and receive extra scrutiny, but are allowed to fly. Now, I'm going to stop there with this. You see where this is going. All you have to do is be accused. That's all that they have to do, is just accuse you. George Bush. You know, I saw... As a matter of fact, I think I even had this posted on the network today. Where it's Barbara Bush out there stumping for, you know, the Bushies. Saying if it wasn't for George Bush, the war on terror would have went another totally different way. Yeah, I bet it would have. I bet it really would have. Open phone Friday, folks, 800-313-9443. If you want to opine here, entertain us with your information or your questions. Sitting down here in Central Texas today, 80 degrees under sunny skies. Unbelievable. The other day we were sliding around on ice. Today it's 80 degrees. With nary a chemtrail in the sky, I might add. Now, this is what I wanted to get around to, about this racial thing. And one of the better papers that I had seen written was by David Risalda, or was Risalda, R-I-S-S-E-L-A-D-A, Risalda, I guess you could, didn't butcher it too bad, I hope. What are you looking at me like that for? Like, I'm not sure what I just... Okay. And he put a foreword to his article. He said that the information used in this article comes from a position paper I wrote in response to an essay called White Male, White Privilege. Now, this is his response to it. The essay is available for review at the Radical Conservative. The position I took concerning racism and social justice prompted his professors to claim I wasn't fit for the field of social work because the whole educational curriculum revolved around the idea of white America oppressing blacks and other minorities, which you know is something I write about quite often. We simply must be ready at a moment's notice to rebut these claims of racism with facts, and we mustn't be afraid to educate others about them as well. It's overwhelmingly obvious that the agenda is to cause racial strife while claiming that blacks and other minorities are systematically oppressed. And we all know that isn't true. He goes on to say, and this is his article, he said, earlier this week, Attorney General Eric Holder once again claimed the United States of America is a nation of cowards when it comes to the issue of race. Holder originally made this comment in 2009. And in a recent interview, after being asked if he would take it back, he refused to do so. He continues to maintain the position that minorities are oppressed by the white male, and America's society and culture norms have nothing but negative impacts on minorities and women. Let me stop and digress for a second, when it's actually in reverse. And you've heard my term for it, the culturally deficient. Are the cultural defectives. And let's just add a big slathering dose of women's lib stuff in there as well. Nothing to do with equality. Not really. He continues to maintain the position that minorities are oppressed by the white male. American society and cultural norms have nothing but negative impacts on minorities and women. This is just another lame example of how the left projects their failures onto the rest of us and uses race as an excuse for everything. This week we heard the president accuse America as a whole for not liking him because he's black. This was based on his rapidly diminishing popularity. We also heard him blame Rush Limbaugh for people not liking him. And if we are all like... would you quit laughing? When you do that, you just pull my mind someplace else. As if we are all like a little Democratic voter running around looking for someone to tell us what to think, Obama and Holder would have you believe that capitalism and our Constitution are why we have a divided society, when in truth, it is their racial identity politics that leaves this nation more polarized than it's been in decades. And that actually was the grand plan. I'll continue with this on the other side. Robert, hang on. I'll get to your call as well.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This writer has often tried to turn this argument against the left by trying to show the true racist nature of their policies. We live in a day where believing black people are equal with whites is a new racism. Equality today means equal results instead of equal opportunity. And it can be safely argued that this policy of socially engineering equality has been destructive on the very people it was supposed to be helping. A recent example is Eric Holder coming down on public schools if he feels there's a racial disparity in how children are punished. He believes that school systems are punishing black children disproportionately, and this should be alleviated. The truth is, failure to hold children accountable for their actions only produces irresponsible adults. Affirmative action is another example. While there have been a time when the Democrats' Jim Crow laws demanded that actions such as this be taken, we are now well beyond that, as most white people view blacks as being equal. Most people, except for guilt-ridden liberal Democrats, anyhow, their belief that black people need affirmative action has created an entitlement mentality where there is no need for people benefiting from it to live to their fullest potential. It is victimization and entitlement mentality that leaves generations of blacks trapped in so-called generational poverty. It is the reinforced belief of being owned, propagated by the likes of Obama, Holder, and other liberals, that leaves blacks disproportionately impoverished. America is not a racist nation. Most people look back at our history and are appalled at the fact that there was slavery in a nation founded on freedom. This collective guilt was used very effectively by those pushing racial identity politics. In fact, programs like Affirmative Action are viewed by several black people as being in need of change and no longer needed in a world that has moved past that issue of skin color. In an article published by American scholar Ralph Eubanks, writes about his grandson being admitted into college because of affirmative action laws. His grandson readily admitted that he did not experience any situation which made him feel as if he needed to depend upon such a law for admission. He didn't feel as if being black was a disadvantage. Perhaps he would be better off staying out of college because in today's world of critical race theory, he would have been taught otherwise. Another example of affirmative action is the academic environment in the University of Michigan's policy of enrolling a critical mass of unrepresented minorities. Minorities are admitted into academic programs not based on merit, but based on a quota system. How is that fair? Certainly, this policy would leave a person of color who has worked hard to accomplish something in the cold, as a quota system would prevent them from even reviewing their records. This policy also dictates that minorities receive 20 extra bonus points. Again, how does this encourage minority students to pursue academic excellence? It reinforces the mentality that they are owed and leaves those that can excel out in the cold. Now, as far as white privilege goes, because of affirmative action, a woman named Barbara Grutter was denied admission to the U of M Law School, even though she had a grade point average of 3.8 and scored 161 on the law school admissions test. With facts like these, it's hard to say that whites are oppressing minorities. While a Supreme Court decision forced the school to change their policy based on the above incidents, many schools across the nation still use a quota-based system. Eric Holder, Barack Obama, along with the rest of the racial grievance industry, would be better off if they would acknowledge the support that white America has showed for such programs. Though the 1970s and 80s, white America has overwhelmingly supported programs that help people who were historically discriminated against, to the tune of 65%. Now, ironically, throughout that same period, roughly half of the black population opposed programs that automatically granted them privilege over white Americans. Now, this shows that blacks wanted equality of opportunity as opposed to outcome. Now, it should be noted that racism played a huge role in the election of the first black president, and not in the way you may think. Barack Obama received a huge amount of support from white America. No doubt this reflected a foolish belief that simply voting for a black man would prove that they weren't racist. Cameron Judo writes for the New African that there were many blacks who were opposed to Obama because he was half white. In fact, he references a black priest who condemned Obama because his mother was a Caucasian. Now, perhaps Eric Holder and Barack Obama would do themselves well by realizing we are not programmable automatons, as they seem to believe. We are capable of making our own decisions based on our own research. Just because there's a small portion of the population who can readily be relied upon to fall in line with these racial identity politics, doesn't mean the rest of us are just going to sit here and take it. Mr. Obama, Mr. Holder, we the people of the United States of America are sick and tired of being called racist when it is overwhelmingly obvious you use the word as a vehicle to transform the nation. Can you argue with any of that? I can't argue with any of it. Robert in Missouri. Hello, Robert.
Hey, John. I don't get to call in on your program much. I'm usually at my wage slave job. I really looked into this subject that you were just covering, as a matter of fact, about the black population of the United States being used as basically a battering ram, as a bludgeon against the white population. And, when you get into who started the NAACP with Jacob Schiff, Rabbi Stephen Wise, Paul Warburg, all these guys, And every black leader, like well over 90% of any black leader that's ever been allowed to rise, especially on the left side of the house, is pretty much a Marxist. And so the, 90-some-odd percent of black people vote Democrat. And so pretty much everybody you see that gets this, say a word on TV, with a small exception of a few, are all committed Marxists and racist on top of it against whites because of the programming. And you see the fruits of it now with the massive black-on-white violence, the knockout garbage, and all the rest of it. And, the Obama holder, all the left gang of the black communists, they love it, and they're doing a good job serving the original communist masters, who are predominantly Jewish, and that's just how it is. You talked about Sean Hannity wanting to move to Texas.
I'm not sure he really wants to. I'm sure Mr. Dewhurst is just making political points here by saying that he wrote him a letter to invite him down, and that he's got to take donations in which to accomplish this. I mean, Sean right. Hannity's worth $35 million, for God's sakes.
Right. And, Glenn Beck's already down there, and, this whole neocon racket, Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, these guys, they're the most insidious, I think, out of all the people in the media, because they keep so many people of goodwill in the dark about the true problems, and they want to make it left and right when it's all corporate collective Marxist garbage that's running both of these parties by the money powers. It's Hannity. This guy, when I was in my 20s, I used to think he was all right. But, you get older and you get wiser, and then you see just the nature of these typical neoconservatives. And I think, at least one thing about the Democrats, at least their illusions are starting to peel off, and we're seeing, the real communism there, the hardcore Marxist ideology that they've always had, but they've always tried to cloak it in this term liberal, which is, there's nothing liberal about these people except when you talk about, like, pornography, sexual perversion, and drugs. That's sure. that's the only thing they're liberal about.
And
everything else is... Everything else is total Marxist authoritarianism.
Well, and not only that, Robert, but I was watching the media this morning, as I do. Every morning when I get up to pull the news, take a look at what's going on in the world, I keep them running in the background. And today I'm watching somebody on Fox News that's brought up about the blame that's being put on Obama when he actually inherited this from George Bush. And I fully understood she knew nothing about money, economics, or anything else. And to that note, next Wednesday I got Phil Pozderek scheduled on the program. I'm going to tell you, this guy is brilliant. He's got a photographic memory and one hell of a researcher. And I would just love this two-hour program we're going to do next Wednesday for all the mainstream lameheads out there to hear that interview, because we're going to reveal a lot of little secrets a lot of people didn't know. Robert, thanks for your call. We got to go to break.
With financial